Welcome to our podcast where we explore all things related to business in English, offering insights, strategies, and interviews with experts to help you navigate the world of entrepreneurship and corporate success. A recent study examining the working conditions in Amazon fulfillment centers has raised concerns over the prevalence of musculoskeletal injuries among warehouse workers. This finding, a result of employees tackling physically demanding tasks, has sparked a call for more robust workplace safety measures and improved working environment. In response to these challenges, an Amazon delivery partner has implemented initiatives focused on boosting employee morale. These include providing additional resources and support, fostering a positive work environment, and focusing on employee feedback and engagement. In brighter news, Amazon has surpassed estimates in Q2 earnings, attributing this success to a surge in online shopping and the accelerated growth of its cloud computing division, Amazon Web Services, AWS. Despite the adversity it faces, optimism remains for strong Q3 performance. Wall Street, in fact, predicts impressive online sales and revenue generated from AWS amidst the ongoing e-commerce trend and growing reliance on cloud computing services. In summary, Amazon is hitting new heights in its financial performance while also facing challenges regarding worker safety and morale. Keep following for more updates on Amazon's intricate journey within the vibrant landscape of e-commerce and technology. In recent Boeing news, the aviation giant anticipates smaller losses for the third quarter due to a beneficial financial deal with Spirit AeroSystems, which has mitigated some of the financial stress Boeing faces. Unfortunately, not all is positive for the company. Boeing has reduced its delivery projection for the troubled 737 MAX aircraft due to ongoing production issues, subsequently anticipating a larger third-quarter loss than previously thought. The company has also reported sizable loss, amounting to hundreds of millions of dollars, on its contract to manufacture new Air Force One jets, causing concern about its capacity to competently fulfill government contracts. All these challenges arrive at an already difficult time for Boeing, given the ongoing fallouts from the grounding of its 737 MAX aircraft following two lethal crashes. The company is determinedly attempting to rectify the aircraft's issues, restore public trust, and earn regulatory approval to restart commercial flights. Stay tuned as we continue to closely monitor these developments and provide the most recent updates on how Boeing is striving to overcome these obstacles and re-establish its position in the aviation industry. In the latest Deutsche Bank news, despite a decrease in third-quarter profits by 8%, the German banking behemoth has outstripped analyst expectations and announced plans to enhance dividends and allocate previously preserved funds to its shareholders. This decision coincides with the notable 4.2% surge in the bank's shares and an even more impressive 7% surge in Q3 following the announcement of a net profit of €1.031 billion. These surprising accomplishments provide a beacon of optimism for Deutsche Bank's shareholders and investors, suggesting a potential rebound in turn. In our global news roundup, we begin with a critical development in the United States, where an immediate halt to the export of specific AI chips to China has been ordered. This event is a significant marker in the continually escalating trade tensions between the two economic superpowers. Switching gears to home, we report mixed results on Lloyds. The bank has experienced an uptick in its profits, notwithstanding a decrease in lending margins. These contrasting outcomes could potentially impact the bank's comprehensive performance and future strategies. Traveling to Germany, we report on a story of economic highs and lows. The country has seen better than expected economic figures this October, indicating possible recovery. Nevertheless, overall struggles continue, hinting at unseen challenges demanding attention. Finally, we highlight Reckitt, the global consumer goods mammoth, which unfortunately hasn't lived up to sales expectations. This disappointment underscores the difficulties that many businesses encounter in today's fast-paced and fiercely competitive market. To conclude this global news capsule, remember to stay connected for more updates on these stories, along with other significant global developments. In Dubai News, stay tuned for a comprehensive guide to investing and starting a business in this dynamic city. We aim to provide budding entrepreneurs with valuable insights into the cost of business setup in Dubai, UAE, a process that encompasses several factors such as licensing fees, office spaces, visas, and further essentials. Grasping the financial implications beforehand is imperative for any thriving business owner. Additionally, Dubai boasts numerous top-rated business centers replete with state-of-the-art facilities. These centers offer a spectrum of support services, including company formation assistance, legal and accounting services, networking opportunities, and administrative support. Their expertise can help guide entrepreneurs navigate through the complexities of business startup in Dubai, ensuring a smooth setup process. Whether you seek insights into business setup costs or guidance on selecting the best business center, our forthcoming episodes will delve into Dubai's potential and opportunities for aspiring entrepreneurs. Our aim is to assist you in making informed decisions, setting yourself up for success in the world of Dubai entrepreneurship. In A News, we're following an ongoing investigation by India's accounting regulator on an A-linked auditor for the Adani Group, one of the nation's largest conglomerates. Already under the spotlight for various reasons, this investigation adds another layer of scrutiny for the Adani Group. While the exact details remain undisclosed, the probe illustrates the crucial role of transparency and accountability within the corporate sector. We're committed to closely tracking this situation and will keep you apprised as it evolves. Stay tuned for more A updates. Thank you for joining us on this episode as we dove into the world of business, exploring the ins and outs of entrepreneurship, management, and strategies for success.